Has Wisconsin's concealed carry law made the state safer? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, July 13th. Every Wednesday during this hour, we pick an issue that's facing the state or nation and often find two guests to debate it. And with the 5-year anniversary of Wisconsin's concealed carry law upon us and recent comments by Attorney General Brad Schimmel that the law has made Wisconsin a safer place to live, work, and raise a family, we thought we would examine that. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can also vote in our online poll, which you will find linked to Facebook also at WPR.org/joy. Let me welcome our two guests who will examine our big question today. Nick Clark is chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry Incorporated, a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that aims to preserve, advance, and expand the right to bear arms. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being back with us. Also joining us is Chris Walker, founder of the blog Political Heat and a writer covering politics and current events for the past 10 years. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Nick.
All right, let's talk about Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel announcing those improvements to the Department of Justice website that he says will streamline the process by which citizens will apply for or renew concealed carry licenses, and that he thinks that the concealed carry law has made Wisconsin a safer place to live. Nick Clark, in your opening statement, why do you agree with Attorney General Brad Schimmel?
Yeah, well, there's a number of factors, I mean, I think, that point to the success of the law. I mean, first, I mean, obviously, it's a constitutional right, and this is a state and federally guaranteed constitutional right. So the state, Wisconsin state constitution guarantees the right to keep and bear arms for security, defense, hunting, recreation, and any other lawful purpose. So it's very, very clear what the state constitution says. Over 300,000 people have applied for and received their concealed carry permit. I think that's an indicator of success. We haven't seen a lot of the doom and gloom. We've seen virtually none of the doom and gloom. That, I mean, I can think of one instance where a concealed carry license holder had used his gun in alleged self-defense, and he was found not to. That's one out of, again, over 300,000 people. We have stories from Milwaukee where the chief of police says that people, criminals on the north side, don't attack people on the north side because a lot of them have concealed carry licenses. They went to the south side to perform carjacking. So that indicates that without question, I mean, when the chief of police is telling you that concealed carry has deterred crime and moved it to another area, it really tells us that we really just need to get that other area, have people there exercising the same right, and we would continue to see crime be deterred.
And why do you, Chris Walker, as you did in a recent blog, say that Wisconsin is not safer because of concealed carry?
Well, I honestly looked at the statistics and I looked at the crime rates, and over the past 5 years since, or 4 years since concealed carry was passed, 5 years it was passed, but the 4 years of data that we have, we see that there's a general rise in violent crime. We see that there's a general rise in the murder rate. So for me, I would have to think that if our state was safer, we would see these numbers go down, especially if concealed carry is supposed to be a deterrence to crime.
Yeah. Well, what data did you look at, Chris?
I looked specifically at the FBI crime statistics. I also looked at the state's Department of Justice numbers that recently came out. I did compare those recent numbers. The 2015 numbers are preliminary, but I did look at them and compare them to the FBI statistics.
So what's your response to that, Nick Clark, that violent crime is actually up?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers that Chris used in a recent blog post, and then I went and did my own research, and he cherry-picked a couple years. Violent crime has has ebbed and flowed for decades in Wisconsin. 1997 and 96 was a peak year where the numbers were similar to where they are today. It went down, it went back up, it went down. So, I mean, using that statistic, I mean, it's just a far stretch from anything that relates to concealed carry. And and crime in general and violent crime, I mean, if two, rival drug dealers in Milwaukee decide to start shooting each other, and if the drug trade in Milwaukee gets more violent, that has nothing to do with concealed carry. In fact, concealed carry is a response to that and not a cause of it. And so, sure, we know that crime has been deterred. Will all crime be deterred? No, and that's actually the reason why, I don't know how, and we haven't figured out how to keep, two rival drug dealers from shooting at each other. The concealed carry doesn't cause or affect that other than, again, people, when they see other things like carjackings and other kinds of violent crimes committed against people, they want to be armed to protect themselves. And I think that's another indicator. Wisconsin Carry, we give free concealed carry classes, which gives me a unique look because we have so many people through these. Last couple of years, $2.5 million of free training, which equates to about 25,000 people through our free classes, more than anybody else in the state. And I see people coming through, over half are women. To give you an example, they're from every walk of life. The LGBT community, just with the events in Florida, we've had a large number. We had a female-only class. I had members of the LGBT community from Marquette University reach out to me. They wanted to get in the class. They told me they were Bernie Sanders supporters, but they support the right to carry. So when you've got, Bernie Sanders supporters, 21-year-old millennials from Marquette that understand and support the right to carry and want to get their concealed carry license, in addition to people from every other walk of life, I think that's a pretty good indicator. It's working very, very well.
What's your response to Chris that you cherry picked some stats and crime statistics ebb and flow?
Well, Nick's correct that some years before concealed carry, that the crime rates did ebb and flow. It's interesting because we did see a rise in crime after the federal crimes bill was end. But I'm not saying there's a correlation there or not. It's just interesting to note that. But we also, I note on my blog that 2011 is a specific year because crime was going down in the 3 years before that. And then as soon as concealed carry is passed, we do see crime rates go up. Now, whether that's a correlation or not is up for debate. Whether concealed carry was responsible for that rise, or whether the rise in crime happened or not, I don't think is up for debate.
But you're not saying that concealed carry is responsible for the rise in crime.
No, I'm not saying that concealed carry is responsible, but I am saying that the argument that the state is safer because of concealed carry is...
Can you make the argument that the state is safer if the crime rate is up, Nick Clark?
Well, again, if we want to look and see, this is what people like to do is they like to take these macro statistics, and everybody knows, and this isn't even, cliche anymore, but you can twist statistics to say anything you want them to say. And so, I mean, crime was up in 2012 from 2011. Crime was down in 2013 from 2012. Crime was down in 2014 from where it was in 2012. So, again, these things have ebbed and flowed, and trying to grab causation and make call correlation causation is just, it's just a way when you have no better way to try. But individually, I mean, look at all the people. I gave the reason. Over 300,000 people have applied for their and received their permits. We have multiple. I mean, now we're probably well over, a dozen situations where documented in the news, we know people have defended themselves with a gun. I've even researched many more, and we know that many times people defend themselves with a gun. The FBI statistics show that the defensive use of a gun, over 90% of the time, it's not fired. So if 12 times, over a dozen times, someone, we have a reported case in the news, a high-profile case where someone had to discharge their gun in self-defense, there's probably scores of cases where someone used their gun in self-defense and didn't. Someone attempted carjacking, they pulled their gun and pointed it, and the person ran away. That's what happens over 90% of the time. So this is working very well. Again, the chief of police says that carjackers and have moved from the north side won't carjack people on the north side because they know that they're likely carrying. And that's a great evidence when the chief of police is telling you how well it's working.
Well, we have just a minute before news break. Chris, I know you didn't necessarily write about this, but what about the crimes that may be prevented because a concealed carry permit holder has that gun, so the crime doesn't happen?
I do think that that is a possibility, and as Nick said, there are documented cases of that happening. However, I just don't see this as a way to use as a strategy for our statewide or even our citywide ways to deter crime. We're seeing in Milwaukee that crime rates are going up, but we're also seeing statewide that crime rates are going up outside of Milwaukee. So as far as a strategy for deterring crime in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think that it should be included as a strategy.
We are asking in today's big question, is Wisconsin safer with a concealed carry law or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Chris Walker, founder of the blog Political Heat, who says Wisconsin's not safer, and Nick Clark, chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry Incorporated, who says it is. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are asking today in our big question, is Wisconsin safer with our concealed carry law or not? Wisconsin's concealed carry law will soon turn 5 years old, and State Attorney General Brad Schimmel recently said the law has made Wisconsin a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. And we wonder if you agree or not, why or why not, or what questions you might have for both of our guests, who each have a different answer to today's big question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guests are Nick Clark, chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry Incorporated, and Chris Walker, founder of the blog Political Heat. And before we go to the phones, and our lines are full, not surprisingly, let me ask you, Chris Walker, to respond to Nick Clark's comments that hundreds of thousands of people have applied for concealed carry permits in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin did not turn into the shoot 'em up Wild West that many critics claimed was going to happen.
Sure, and it didn't, and that's something that we should keep in mind, that concealed carry didn't turn us into something like that. However, the promises that were made to us was that crime would go down because of concealed carry being implemented. This was a promise that was made by Scott Walker in 2011 when he signed the law bill into law. He said that by signing concealed carry into law today, we are making Wisconsin safer for all law-abiding, responsible citizens. This is something that just hasn't turned out to be true. We are seeing crime go up. We are seeing murder rates go up, and I don't think that we can say that concealed carry succeeded in making us a safer state.
And to that, Nick Clark.
You know, there's an element of that I'll agree with Chris on, that I think, well, safer is subjective. You know, safer for who? It's definitely safer for the people who've exercised their right to conceal carry and for the people who defended themselves. If someone conceal carry has a deterrent effect, but that doesn't mean that the deterrent effect for conceal carry will exceed the rapid explosion of crime in Milwaukee. So, I don't think that conceal carry should be looked at as the strategy to solve the crime problem in this state. I think the crime problem, especially in Southeast Wisconsin, is much larger than concealed carry can address. Again, safer being subjective, much safer for people who've chosen to exercise the right, much safer for people who've had to use their gun to defend themselves, and no less safe for people who haven't. Perhaps there's a deterrent effect. We know there has been in some places because the chief of police in Milwaukee has said that crime, criminals are aware that people on the north side are likely to be carrying a gun. But yeah, there should be a larger strategy to fight crime and the explosion of crime. You know, I wouldn't be the first to say that concealed carry is going to prevent there's so many other things that drive crime, so many other societal issues that say that concealed carry would be able to control that on its own as a factor. It would be an overstatement.
Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, besides saying that the law has made Wisconsin a safer place, also announced that he is going to be streamlining the process by which citizens can apply for or renew their concealed carry licenses. Nick Clark, just talk some about why the DOJ is prioritizing this process, or what needed to be streamlined.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think anytime you can make it easier for people to exercise, I mean, we as an organization don't believe people should have to apply for a permit. I mean, if you're legally allowed to own and carry a gun, the permit process is really just a tax and a formality. I think that it's important because until we reach a critical mass, I mean, with 300,000 plus people carrying, I mean, if you look at the voting age population, that's really right around or less than 5% of the population. It would take a critical mass of people, perhaps 20-30% exercising that right to carry, if we really wanted to see deterrence. I mean, and then in a room of 100 people, you're guaranteed that several would be likely carrying. So until we reach that critical mass, and I think that the more we can streamline the process, the more we can achieve that critical mass where we have yet to see how much concealed carry could deter crime, because the odds are still in the favor of a criminal. It's still because only 5% of the people have their concealed carry license. We saw it, and we could look nationally too. I mean, look at Florida. There was nobody in that club had a gun. If we had a few people, well, except for the guard who was easily targeted, but if we had citizens who were likely to be carrying in most places, and now I still think that unless, depending on where you go and the number of people present, the odds of a person with a concealed carry license there to stop a crime is still low because the number of people who are carrying is still relatively low, and we should make it easier and streamline the process. Renewals are coming up, and for the state to streamline that process would be important, and we're glad to see it happening.
Yep. What's your take on that, Chris?
Well, Nick talks about reaching a critical mass in order to see deterrence actually work. I would think that he mentioned 20% critical mass. As we approach that level, we would see crime go down. If we reach 5% critical mass, crime would go down a little bit. 10% critical mass would go down a little bit more. As we reach 20%, like you said, crime would be deterred by this law. But we're not seeing that trend. We're seeing a trend where crime is actually going up. So I don't believe that deterrence is, or concealed carry is going to reach deterrence once we reach that critical mass.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show if you'd like to participate in today's big question. Is Wisconsin safer with its concealed carry law or not? Why or why not? Or what questions do you have? Jeff in Menominee Falls is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Joyce. Thanks for having me on. Where do I begin after that last one? If you own a gun, how are we supposed to know when we're out there, number one, who's a good guy, who's a bad guy? And then the proper use of that gun. We have many instances of people pulling out their gun, shooting at people, running away because they were in an altercation with somebody else.
Many cases of that, Jeff?
Well,
I saw
one online. I couldn't tell you where.
Well, let's just go Nick Clark with we don't know who the good guys and the bad guys are if everybody's carrying guns.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So let me tell you, if you're crouched in the bathroom of a club in Orlando and someone's outside that bathroom shooting, you know really, really well who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. And when that bad guy comes through the door, you point your gun at him and you pull the trigger and you save your life. So it's really easy to know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. An individual is in the best position to respond to a violent crime because they're the one who's there. The police show up after the fact, sometimes minutes later, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes later, and they don't know who is the good guy or the bad guy. And that's the reason that the person best able to respond to the threat is the person that's being attacked. That's what people that sometimes don't understand and embrace right to carry don't understand is that you are the only one you can count on for your own self-defense. You're the only one you know will be there when you're attacked, and you know exactly who's attacking you. You know exactly where the attack is coming from. You know exactly how to stop it. And by the time the police show up later to often take a report, I mean, there's rare circumstances, Orlando, where the police set up a siege. But even there, look at the people who died, who bled out inside of the club because the police were outside setting up a perimeter and maintaining a perimeter and not going in. So it's really, you realize that the FBI can't protect you. They're not able to detect terrorists, who is and who isn't a terrorist. People are on and off the watch list and then free to buy a gun because the FBI said they're not a threat. And so it's just really people need to understand they're the only ones. They are their own bodyguard. You are your own bodyguard. You're the only one you can count on for your own self-defense. And you know where that attack is coming from. You know exactly where it's coming from. You know exactly how to address it when you conceal carry.
Well, and I'm going to have Chris, you respond as well. Sure. Camille on Facebook, though, says kind of what Nick Clark was just saying. I don't know if Wisconsin is safer, but I know I am safer when I carry my gun.
And sure, and that's something that people who are concealed carry holders will feel. But again, I'm looking at the broader point. Is Wisconsin safer or not? And for the most part, we are not seeing deterrence as a result of concealed carry. I think what the caller alludes to is with the idea of who is a good guy with a gun, who's a bad guy with a gun. You know, in many instances, the people who end up being bad guys with guns were once good guys with guns. We don't know who's going to become a bad guy with a gun today. Are concealed carry holders bad guys with guns? No. There's 300,000 people who hold concealed carry licenses, and we're not the Wild West like we spoke earlier. But the caller is right to wonder, you know, how are we supposed to know who's a good guy with a gun, who's a bad guy with a gun on any given day?
Yeah, and while the example of Orlando was a powerful one, Nick Clark, what about when the police arrive on the scene and there are two people with guns, which one's a good guy, which one's a bad guy?
Yeah, I mean, it almost never happens. I mean, by the time the police get there, the threat has been stopped, and that's what we often say with concealed carry: when seconds count, police are minutes away, and that's really the truth. So it's really rare that police make it onto a scene where because when you're carrying for self-defense, you dispose of that threat immediately. I mean, this situation evolves within seconds, not minutes. So the police are there. By the time they get there, it's just a matter of taking a report. But I would like to address one other thing is, you know, we don't know. Yeah, I mean, at some point, I mean, everybody was born, innocent and not a criminal. So over the course of people's lives, yes, they undertake crime. But by the time you're 21, when you can get a concealed carry license, you know, if you've had a clean criminal record to that point, you've been, you're an adult, and you haven't, gotten into a fight with someone just because you disagree with them, because there's weapons around us our whole lives, and baseball bats and bottles and that kind of thing. So by the time you're 21 and you've got a clean record, it's a pretty good indication that you're going to be a law-abiding citizen for the rest of your life. But also, when we look at the statistics that he used to say Wisconsin is not getting safer, I looked at those, and that was, injuries, violent crime, murder, and crimes causing death. I mean, that... If drug dealer A and drug dealer B, which is where the majority of those murders are coming from, if those two people, they probably already know each other has a gun. Obviously, it's illegally carried, and them shooting at each other, they're not deterred because the concealed carry has nothing to do with that. So the statistics that he's using to say Wisconsin is not safer are statistics involving murder and that kind of thing, which doesn't correlate. I mean, the majority of people that are murdering each other are people who know the other guy has a gun. They're rival drug dealers or rival gang members, and concealed carry just doesn't even come into play in those situations.
How about that argument against your statistics, Chris?
Well, we do see that happening. We do see people who know each other who are, obviously firing guns off at each other, and it does happen. But we are seeing violent crime and murder rates go up in areas outside of our urban centers. We're seeing them in rural areas. Non-metro violent crime rates have gone up, and that's something that I think that we need to address as well.
Yeah, because crime has spread from Milwaukee. I mean, we see this. We're hearing the people in the news talk about how it spreads out of Milwaukee and urban areas on a regular basis, and because of the lack of dealing with it in Milwaukee and these other places.
But these places are well outside of Milwaukee. They're not just on the border of Milwaukee. They're well outside of Madison. They're not just on the border of Madison. They're outside of our urban areas.
Let me take another call from Steve in Madison. Hello, Steve.
I'd give you two questions. First was the plan question. They ask whether when you go to visit your state legislators at the Capitol, whether you're concealed carry or open carry, either one of the guests. If not, why not? But then the more immediate question, if U.S. has gun-related homicide rates 10 times that of many of the other advanced industrialized democracies, even Russia, does that imply that the police there, that our police are simply incompetent relative to the police in these other nations?
Well, I guess, Nick Clark, that you can start on that one. I think he was asking, do you conceal carry or open carry at the state capitol when you visit a state lawmaker?
Well, I carry virtually everywhere I go, including the Capitol. When you're in the Capitol, the state law requires that you conceal carry. You can't open carry in the Capitol. But I've been there four times in the past 3 years, and every time I was there, I concealed carried. So the answer to that is yes. But, I mean, I carry everywhere I go, except for places like the post office where you're not allowed to, unfortunately. But then his other question about police. You know, I think that, I think the police do a great job. I think the criminal justice system in Milwaukee has certainly failed. Every time there's a crime, every time there's a shooting, especially, I see CAP, the person who did the shoot, you know, when they catch them, they've always got a long criminal record. A lot of the people are recently out of jail. A student at Marquette was robbed at gunpoint and shot in the hand. The person that did that to him was out of jail for 1 month. So there's something going wrong here in Milwaukee. And I know Milwaukee better, but I mean, I'm confident that it's probably happening in other parts of the state where judges who should be experts in determining how much of a threat someone is, they're not, and they're putting them back in the streets. We're using the streets as a jail. And when you use the streets as a jail, you're going to have a lot of bad stuff happening, and that's not the police's fault. And, I think it probably gets frustrating when the police continue to arrest the same people and then nothing, you know, they're back in the streets. And when we want to talk about deterrence, how much of a deterrent is you when a 15-year-old or 16-year-old steals a car and all their friends know, and he gets arrested, and all their friends know he gets arrested, you know, and chances are they get away with it because there's no pursuit policy. But 3 days later, they're back in the neighborhood and everybody's like, oh, nothing bad happened to him. I mean, there's no deterrence at all in Milwaukee and that's what we see over and over, is that there's no deterrence from the criminal justice system for these crimes because the penalties are so light.
What's your response to that, Chris?
Well, I think that there are some things that we could do to reform the criminal justice system to, you know, address some of Nick's points. I think that, you know, looking at the broader topic here of concealed carry, we're not seeing that deterrence affect crimes, and as a strategy to deter crimes, it's not working, and we have to address the crimes that are happening. And Nick is correct that, you know, the justice system has to address those criminals when they see them, but, you know, we can't rely on concealed carry to help deter that.
And you, we touched on it a little earlier. What do you say to Republicans or critics who argue that most of the crime in Wisconsin can be attributed to Milwaukee?
You know, and that's certainly true. We do see a steady, well, not even steady, an explosion of crime in Milwaukee County. But we are also seeing crime rates rise outside of Milwaukee. We're seeing it in counties outside of its immediate vicinity, but we're also seeing it in non-metro areas well outside of the urban areas of Wisconsin.
Let me take another call. Scott in Elkhorn is with us. Hello, Scott.
Hi, good morning. I love your topic. Just have a quick second. I'm sorry about the quality of the call. I'm driving on my way to it.
Yeah, very briefly, Scott, because it's hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. My comment is I do a lot of contract work in Milwaukee area, and I notice that anywhere from 70-80% of the buildings I go to, they have the no concealed carry sign at their door, and I am a concealed carry owner and operator, and I cannot take my gun in there because the law states so.
Scott is saying that he does have a concealed carry permit. When he does business in Milwaukee, he says 80% of the buildings he needs to do business in have a no guns allowed, a gun-free zone, I guess, Nick Clark. Is that why Milwaukee has such high crime, I think, is what he's saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that depending on who he's doing business with, I mean, if he's doing business with government entities, they post all their buildings, and that's a shame, because if anybody shouldn't be allowed to prohibit people from exercising a constitutionally guaranteed right, it should be government. Beyond Milwaukee, any city buildings, they prohibit carry. I think county buildings do as well, because that would be the board and the county executive decision. So, but, and when he talks about, being able to reduce crime and people ineffectively being able to carry, it's definitely an issue. I mean, school zones are a big one. I have tons of mothers who come to me and say, hey, I don't conceal carry because my day starts and ends with picking up or dropping off my kids at school, and it's a federal felony to go onto school grounds with my gun in my car. If it's loaded, I'd have to stop, unload, put it in a case, and put it away. And so that's definitely an issue for a lot of people, for effectively being able to carry. I mean, yes, they've got...
I got to jump in, because we do have news next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, but then we will pick up on this after news. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. In today's big question, we are asking, in the 5 years since Wisconsin has had a concealed carry law on the books, is Wisconsin safer or not? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. State Attorney General Brad Schimmel said that the law has made Wisconsin a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. So we decided to make that the big question, and we found two guests from different perspectives to debate the big question. We have with us Nick Clark, who is chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry Incorporated, a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that aims to preserve, advance, and expand the right to bear arms, and Chris Walker, who is founder of the blog Political Heat. He's a writer covering politics and current events for the past 10 years. And we heard from a caller before our news break who said he was concerned, as a concealed carry permit holder, that so many buildings would not allow him in Milwaukee to carry his concealed weapon into that building. Let me ask about Republican State Representative Bob Gannon, who wants to hold businesses that ban guns liable for any gun-related injury that could occur on their premises. In fact, he said that they should pay triple damages. So if you don't allow guns in and something like Orlando happens, the business is in big trouble. What's your take on that, Nick Clark?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one for me. I support the right of private businesses to operate on their private property as they wish. So with that said, I mean, I certainly think that government entities is a big one. I mean, and I like the conversation that Bob Gannon's proposed legislation has started, because we see so many instances where gun-free zones are leave people unable to defend themselves, and all these attacks, virtually all of them seem to happen in places where guns are banned. So it just it should be notable for people that that signs don't stop criminals. I mean, any crime that you could commit with a gun is obviously a capital offense, and so something like trespassing for ignoring a sign doesn't deter that criminal. So, I support the right of private businesses to choose to allow or not allow carry or whatever else they want in their on their private property. I think that if a business was to go so far as to in civil law and liability, there's right now in Wisconsin, a business is immune from liability if they allow carry. And if they don't allow carry, if they prohibit carry, they're not immune. So they could be liable even right now.
Let me get Chris Walker to react to the proposed legislation from State Representative Bob Gannon.
I kind of agree with Nick here. I think that it should be up to the business owner what signs they put on their property, especially if it's a sign that says that they don't want guns on their property. With that in mind, certainly businesses are free to defend themselves, and I don't think that those signs necessarily imply that they won't. Go ahead.
Betsy called in, couldn't stay with us, but wanted to say that concealed carry I guess, permit holders have rights, and people who want to conceal carry have rights, but I have rights too, and I do not feel safe. Let me ask you, Chris Walker, as someone who's not a concealed carry permit holder, do you agree with Betsy? Do you feel less safe because of the possibility of, you know, I don't know, your neighbor carrying a concealed weapon?
You know, and that's to the larger point. I don't feel less safe because of concealed carry. Do I feel safer because of concealed carry? Absolutely not. I'm seeing a rise in crime in my community and other communities throughout the state. Concealed carry on its own, it doesn't worry me. I know people who concealed carry. I associate with people who concealed carry. But as far as feeling safer, I don't feel safer because of it.
Do you want to react to that, Nick Clark?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, the first thing I would say is, you know, Chris, we have free concealed carry classes if you want to get it.
Well, I do come to Milwaukee often, so maybe I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, we've got them all around the state. So concealed carry, it really, ultimately, it's only guaranteed to work for those who exercise it. Some criminals might be deterred by it. Some might just go to different areas where they think they're not going to encounter a concealed carry license holder. So it really is only guaranteed to work for the people who choose to exercise that right. And, you know, to the point of the woman who called and couldn't stand the line, I mean, this is where, you know, we in this country have to define where do one person's rights end and one person's rights live, and or one person's rights begin. And if she feels less safe because of concealed carry, you know, the justice system, our laws, our Constitution has decided that her rights end at her choosing to carry or not, and our rights begin at being allowed to carry and having that constitutional right. So unfortunately, because she feels less safe because people are carrying, in this country, we've drawn the line that you know, you don't. I might feel less safe because of, you know, my neighbors having a dog, but the law in this country and the sentiment in this country has been that that's overstepping her rights if she thinks that I shouldn't be able to carry because she doesn't feel safer having a gun herself, or and the fact that she doesn't like other people having a gun, that's not enough reason to infringe on their right too.
Let me get you, Nick Clark, to respond first to this very powerful but brief comment from Carol on Facebook. The police definitely don't feel safer with concealed carry.
You know, I disagree with that on its face. We do these free concealed carry classes. I do surveys from people, anonymous surveys. I can't tell you how many people said that they took the class on the recommendation of a police officer. Police officers, they're on the front lines, and the police officers know that they don't get to crimes quick enough. They know that people are the only people they count on for their own self-defense. It's often police leadership that doesn't support concealed carry, but your rank-and-file police officers overwhelmingly support concealed carry, and I know because they recommend people come take our classes, and we've had tons of people come through the class that says a police officer told me to come take this class.
Well, you have a response to that?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Nick on that too. I do hear a lot of people in law enforcement who do recommend people get concealed carry licenses. I do also hear from people in law enforcement who don't support concealed carry, who find it not to be something that's helping them. But I think it's an opinion that is split the law enforcement community. It's not necessarily a broad generalization to say that they support it.
All right, Nick Clark, closing arguments as we have sound off coming up next, where we give our listeners an opportunity to just sound off on our big question. What's your closing argument to today's big question? Is Wisconsin a safer place now because of concealed carry?
Yeah, I think at the macro scale, I mean, and this is an area where I found myself kind of nodding my head with Chris throughout the interview, is that concealed carry shouldn't be looked at as the end all, especially not at the level of carry that we're seeing. Shouldn't be looked as the end all to crime. I think there's such a crime has exploded. Concealed carry is a response to crime, and really, if people want to look for solutions to crime, concealed carry, it looks like it's going to take more than concealed carry to reduce crime in this country. But ultimately, concealed carry only works for the people that undertake it. And I'm going to say this again, like I did earlier, the FBI has failed to keep us safe from things like terrorism. Police can't be everywhere. We just can't put a cop in every corner. We couldn't afford to do that. The criminal justice system is using the streets as a jail, making it a much less safe place, and the potential for more crime to exist because there's more criminals being put on the streets. So concealed carry works for individuals who choose to embrace it, and I hope that more people do. Over 300,000 in the state have, and we look to keep working to make that available to more people.
And you get last word, Chris Walker.
Thank you. You know, we do see a lot of people taking up concealed carry classes and getting their permits. I think that the promise was that we would see crime go down with concealed carry being implemented. It wasn't, the promise wasn't, we will see crime go down for people who get concealed carry licenses. It was a broad generalization that we would see crime go down across the state. We just aren't seeing that. And I think that it can't be part of, it can't be the whole strategy, and it certainly can't be even part of the strategy to lower crime. We have to find other ways to lower crime in our state.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of our guests. Chris Walker is founder of the blog Political Heat, and Nick Clark, chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry Incorporated. Now you've heard from both of our guests on today's big question, and it's time for you to sound off. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Do you think that Wisconsin is a safer place or not with concealed carry? We'll give you 30 seconds to state your case. And Sherry in Whitewater is with us first. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Joy. I could go for an hour, but I won't. What this guy is saying is not based in reality. If, first of all, a 25-year-old guy that just killed five officers had no criminal record, so there's one point. And the five police officers that were ambushed and killed with an assault weapon were very good guys who were well-trained. We need to trust our police. We need to get them home every day by getting concealed carry repealed.
Thank you very much, Sherry. 30 seconds. We appreciate your comments. Patrick in Whitehall is with us next. Hi, Patrick.
Hello. I was a police officer in the 80s, and I am a firm believer in concealed carry. However, I wish everyone that had a concealed carry permit had to go through the same firearms training as a police officer. I had to qualify several times throughout the year, and I think everybody should have to do that before they can carry a gun.
Thank you very much, Patrick. And Reed in Clintonville, what do you think?
Well, my comment concerns the NRA, which has a duplicitous stance because they do not allow any guns in their conferences. The people are restricted from carrying concealed or open at NRA conferences. Why is that when they want everyone else to carry?
Yeah. Our big question is Wisconsin safer now with concealed carry? Let's go to Cheryl in Madison. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning. I took the concealed carry class with a law enforcer who had been retired, and I have to agree with the gentleman I just heard. We need more training. It was an 8-hour class, and the minute I would use that weapon, my risks and the liability that it holds far outweighs the license and permit I hold.
Thank you very much. You can continue voting online. You can find our big question at WPR.org/joy or linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So far, 73% of you voted and said no, Wisconsin is less safe with concealed carry. Thanks to producers Chris Molina, Brianne Chasso, and Nyasia Ellison. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.